Snippets presents I Believe, written by Mindy Hardwick, read by Kaylee Bell. I believe in unicorns, dragons, fairies, Santa Claus, and the Tooth Fairy. My history teacher, Mr. Hendricks, tells me I'm too old.
You're 12, Samantha.
He pulls on his scruffy brown beard. It looks like a few hairs that should be cut off and left lying on the bathroom sink. 13 tomorrow. I point to the birthday calendar with my name written in green ink next to March 17th.
Too old for this, Mr. Hendricks waves his arms in circles. This dragon and fairy nonsense.
I smile at him. The dragons behind you don't think so, I say sweetly. Mr. Hendricks whips around so fast I think he might get whiplash. I slip out of the room and giggle all the way down the hall to my locker, where my best friend Jamie gulps from a tall water bottle. Sweat drips down the edges of his face and makes his blonde hair wet. I trace my finger down one of the drops. Everyone thinks Jamie and I are a couple. Jamie and I are not a couple. I have known him since we were 6 weeks old. Jamie is my best friend. Mr. Hendricks doesn't believe. I toss my American history book into my locker and try to remember if we have math homework. Math is not my best subject. Unlike English, where the answers can be yes or no at the same time, in math the answers always have to be one or the other. Jamie shrugs. He lifts up on his heels and shoots the empty water bottle in a perfect arc into the trash can down the hall. When he lands on his feet again, he pulls out a green felt hat from his backpack and places it on his head. Not yet! I yank the hat off Jamie. Tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day. Jamie and I have been dressing up for St. Patrick's Day since we were in second grade. Tomorrow, we will parade through the hallways of Eagle Ridge Junior High as matching twin leprechauns, with gold four-leaf clovers dangling from our necks for good luck. Jamie smiles and slips his green leprechaun hat into his backpack. I know it's his way of telling me he believes. When I get home, Mom smiles at me as she turns from the sewing machine and holds up a green felt outfit with gold buttons. I had to adjust it a bit from last year. Mom says this every year. It's her way of telling me she believes. I slip off my shoes and drop onto the couch. Did you see that? I point to the ceiling. Right there, a fairy. It just darted by and missed my head. Mom smiles at me as she zips the cloth through the sewing machine. I draw circles in the air. The fairies like my air drawings and dance over my fingers. I giggle as their wings tickle. One of the fairies winks at me as she whizzes higher and higher. Be careful, I motion toward the ceiling. The fairy drops low. What do they look like? Mom presses her foot on the pedal underneath the table. The sewing machine needle bobs up and down. Just your typical fairy, I say. Translucent wings, tiny fingers and bodies. You know, average. Mom holds up my green leprechaun costume. Try it? I nod, step into the costume, and zip up the gold zipper. I dance around the room in tiny small steps. The fairies giggle above my head. A dragon's face appears in the window. The dragons get upset because they can't come into the house. Dragons love laughter. I smile at the dragons while twirling in my green leprechaun costume. In the morning, I slip into the costume and tuck my hair into a ponytail under the felt hat. My stomach bounces and feels strange. I've never been nervous on St. Patrick's Day. Everyone loved our costumes at Forest View Elementary. By the time we were in sixth grade, our teacher, Mrs. Anderson, asked us about our costumes at Halloween. I tell myself not to worry. Everyone will love us at Eagle Ridge Junior High, too. Happy birthday! Mom hands me a plate of strawberry waffles. I try to eat, but my stomach bounces too much. I'm just excited, I tell Mom. You know, turning 13. Mom snaps my picture. She shakes her head toward the wall, covered with pictures of me in the leprechaun costume. Another year, she says. My baby is growing up. When I arrive at Jamie's house, his hands shake as he pulls on his matching felt hat. I'm scared, he says. We're not in elementary school. Don't be. I toss my arm around his shoulders. It's just like always. People will love us.
I try to ignore my bouncing stomach.
We don't talk on the way to school. We walk slowly and take side streets instead of our normal route down Main. When the school's stone brick building appears, I slip my hand into Jamie's.
Our cold palms rub against each other. Around us, everyone stands in small groups while talking and laughing. As we walk past a group of eighth graders, one of them yanks on Jamie's hat. He pulls away. A woman's face appears in the office window. Her eyes widen as she taps Principal Marks by the arm and motions toward us. I try to smile. Principal Marks does not smile. Jamie and I enter the seventh grade hallway. It's not so bad here, and I try to relax. Most of the kids knew us in elementary school and grin as we pass by. Jamie releases my hand. See you later, I ask. Later, Jamie nods. His green hat bobs up and down as he heads down the hall. A couple kids laugh as I enter math and I do a little jig. One boy gives me the high five. Mr. Anderson says nothing about my costume, and the class settles down into algebraic equations. By lunch, it's obvious. The teachers aren't giving us any reaction. Not a yes or a no, just nothing. And I've almost forgotten I'm wearing the green leprechaun outfit. I head down the hall toward Mr. Hendricks and American history, but when I enter the class, something is wrong. Everything is not normal. Samantha, Mr. Hendricks says.
Yes.
I turn to him.
This is not Halloween.
No. I try to figure out if I should be charming or just polite. I go for a mix of the two. It's St. Patrick's Day and my birthday. My stomach is doing that strange bounce-around thing again. Mr. Hendricks holds out a girl's bathroom key.
Please change your clothes.
I freeze. I've never had to change out of my green leprechaun outfit. Even in fourth grade, when Mrs. Song glared at us the entire day, we never had to change our clothes. The bell rings. Everyone behind me is very quiet. I believe a fairy darts and hovers in Mr. Hendricks' thin beard hairs. No, I say to Mr. Hendricks. My heart is pounding so hard, I'm not sure I've said anything.
What?
Mr. Hendricks asks. He stares at me in disbelief and runs his hand through the hairs on his chin. No, I repeat. It feels good to say no. I don't care if I have to spend the rest of the day in the principal's office with detention, or if I'm suspended. I am not disturbing anyone in my green outfit. It's my right to believe, I say. And remember last week's lesson on the First Amendment. I have the right to wear this outfit. I am expressing my beliefs. I stand up a little straighter. Mr. Hendricks crosses his hands in front of his chest. We stare at each other. My heart pounds and my stomach bounces around, but I feel something else. A strong beat moving through me. I believe. The fairy whizzes by me. She winks. I stand even taller. I believe. I believe in dragons, fairies, Santa Claus, green leprechauns, and the tooth fairy. I believe. To hear additional stories by Tracy McBride, visit snippets.com.